Good morning. What a great blessing to bring our sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, exalt the author of our salvation, acknowledging Jesus as our Savior, and giving Him lordship over our lives, and to have those folks leading us, those beautiful words. Thank you, folks. What I want to do today is I'd like to take you from the beauty of those praises. I'd like to take you up a step higher in our relationship with Jesus and see if you'll go. Before we do that, have something to do for one of the ladies, the young ladies in her church who was baptized a few months ago. We have her baptismal certificate and her membership to give to Star Princess Eric. If you'd come up, Star, we're going to take time in our worship to give this to you today and appreciate your decision for Jesus. And this here says that Star Princess Eric is hereby recognized as a member of the Church of God Seventh Day, having been baptized by immersion and having pledged to uphold and support the church by living a consecrated life and being a fruitful branch. And may this ever remind you, Star, of the day you made your decision for the Lord. Thank you. Sometimes we sing the words, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Wonderful, wonderful words. They're heartwarming, and they're moving, and they're touching words. I always feel touched and blessed and humbled, and something personal between Jesus and me when I sing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice in everything for Christ the King. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Yes, with our sacrifice of praise, we sing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. And how many of you know what Jesus says when we sing those words? When Jesus hears me singing, and I'm singing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Do you know what Jesus says to me when he hears those words? Those words of my personal commitment and my love for him. Do you know what Jesus says to me? He doesn't say, hey, that sounded really good. He couldn't have said that to me. He might have said, hey, Nathan, your little key down there is kind of static in my ear. But he didn't say that either. You know what Jesus said to me when I sing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you? Jesus said to me, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, Nathan, keep my commandments. John chapter 14 and verse 15. Look at the words. John chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said to me when I sang, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Would somebody over here talk right up? Tell me what Jesus said to me when I sang,
I loved you, Lord. What did Jesus say to me? Somebody speak up. If you love me, keep my commandments. Somebody here, tell me what I need to hear what Jesus said to me when I say, I love you, Lord. What did Jesus say to me? If you love me, keep my commandments. Somebody over here, tell me, I need to hear. What did Jesus tell me when I sang, I love you, Lord? What did he say? How about all the devil tell me I need to hear it? Jesus said, when I sang, I love you, Lord, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Can you, in a quiet moment, read that to yourself? Would you read that to yourself this morning? What did Jesus say when we sang, I love you, Lord? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Wow. Can I chalk one right here on the door of your heart this morning for the sacrifice of obedience? The importance that Jesus places upon our sacrifice of an obedient life as the greatest expression of the love that we have for Him. It goes beyond the beautiful words of our praise. It means more to the Lord than the songs we sing. It goes a step above the beauty and the wonderful praises that we share in this place. I love to sing the praises of God, but when I sing the praises of God, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Listen to me. This is a gospel truth of Jesus. With those words, Jesus takes the sacrifice of obedience and he raises it far above our sacrifice of praise. He raises it up above because it's where life is lived during the week. He raises it up above the words that we share here in the beauty of praise. He suggests, I think, that what we do in this place ought to give us a strength to go out in the next 6 days of the week, live a faithful and obedient life to the God and to the Jesus that we have just proclaimed. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Jesus makes an obedient life the true test of our love, our devotion, our trust, our praise, our faith, our hope that we have placed in Him as our Savior and our Lord and our coming King, soon coming King. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I'm not trying to lower the beauty of praise. Don't ever say that. We could get that higher. We could elevate our praise even more. But when it comes out of an obedient heart, a life is living a sacrifice of obedience to the Lord. When it comes out of an obedient heart, it ascends to Jesus with greater meaning than when we just sing the words and go live some other way. I'm trying to elevate the sacrifice of obedience to the place that Jesus gives it. To the place that Jesus gives it in our lives. Would you follow me a little deeper into these words of Jesus where we find this about our sacrifice of obedience and the place that He gives it? In the same chapter, John chapter 14, and verse 21, there are these words. I want you to look at them very closely. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. What's the next phrase? He it is that loveth me. Wow. Wow. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, He it is that loveth me. And then what it goes on to say in this beautiful passage, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. That's the importance that Jesus gives our sacrifice of obedience. But let's go just a little deeper in this chapter where Jesus talks about this in John chapter 14 and verses 23 and 24. Look at these words. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And the Father will love him, and we will come in unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. So can I chalk one up right here on the door of your heart? Would you open the door of your heart to the sacrifice of obedience? And the place that Jesus elevates it to above our words. The place that Jesus gives the sacrifice of obedience above our words. There's a great story of deliverance in our Bibles. It's an interesting and a beautiful story, but there's some sadness in it. God had just delivered Israel from slavery in Egypt. He had delivered Israel from slavery in Egypt with the blood of the Lamb. Remember the blood of the Lamb put on the doorposts of their homes? And Moses had led them out of Egypt, and they came to the Red Sea, and the Egyptian armies were behind, and God put a wall in between the Egyptians and the Israelites, and he parted the Red Sea, and they crossed on dry land, and the Egyptians came along, and the waters came back over and destroyed their enemy. And these people crossed, and they went and they camped at the Mount of God. And these people, the God's church, camped around the mountain. The mountain was aflame with the glory of God. These people had just experienced the blood of the Lamb. They had just heard the Red Sea part and crossed on dry land. They had been miraculously delivered from slavery, and they were standing below the Mount of God, and the mount was aflame. The glory of the Lord was all around it. The fire, the mountain was filled with smoke. Those people were there, and Moses wrote a song. Moses wrote a song. It was the latest contemporary praise song written in that time. Moses was leading the music, and his sister Miriam was strumming the instruments. And this huge choir at the Mount of God was singing as Moses was leading and Miriam was playing. They were singing high praises of deliverance. They had just been delivered by the blood of the Lamb and miraculously through the Red Sea, and their voices were raising below the mountain and ascending into the glory of the Lord. They were singing. I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare for him a habitation. My Father is God, and I will exalt him. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Looking up at the mountain aglow, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Glorious in holiness, faithful in praises, doing wonders. In thy strength, in thy holy habitation, the people shall hear, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of their inheritance, in the place, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Moses was leading. Miriam was playing. A million people were singing the praises of the Lord. We're going up the mountain into the presence of God. And God said to Moses, He said, come up here. Come right up here. Come up this mountain. When the song ended, He said, come up the mountain. And so Moses climbed that mountain. It was filled with the glory of the Lord. And he disappeared into the glory of the Lord. People couldn't see him any longer. And he went up into the glory of the Lord to the top of the mountain. And God said to Moses, He said, see these two tablets of stone. He said, I'm going to write 10 simple rules of behavior and obedience. I want you to carry them down to the people. And so he wrote with his own finger, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 simple rules to guide his church in an obedient life. Moses took the stones, the tablets, and he turned around and he started down the mountain. And God was watching. And when Moses could see the people had already thrown a worldly party. And they were getting involved in acts of disobedience to God. And Moses was angry. And God was hurt. Moses was angry. And God was hurt. And Moses took the two tablets of stone and he threw them on the ground. And they shattered. You know what God said out of a hurting heart? These people had just sang praise to the Lord. Their voices had lifted in the victorious song that Moses had written. They had just talked about God, the Lord will reign forever and ever. Mighty He delivered us. And you know what God said out of a hurting heart? He said this in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5. At verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 5 at verse 29. Listen to this. Out of a hurting heart, because these people went to church and then they went and did something else. Isn't that incredible? They could sing the highest glory to God. But they went and lived another way. Out of a hurting heart, here's what God said. He said, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it may be well with them and with their children forever. That is the sacrifice of obedience. That's the sacrifice of obedience. See, their praises went up, but their lifestyle went down. Jesus raised the sacrifice of obedience up as a testimony of what we sing. You know that there's nothing that means more to God than an obedient life? Nothing. Nothing. There is nothing that we can do that means more to God than a humble, obedient life lived for Him. Nothing. After we sing these glorious praises, when we go from this place, will we give our God an obedient life? After we've raised the beauty of God with our voices, after we've talked of saying about His grace, after we've sang there's power in the blood, after we've sang all these beautiful things, when we go out from here, how many of you will give God for 6 more days before you come again a sacrifice of obedience? You know, when King Saul and the people were given instruction by God, and they went out to carry out His instruction, they didn't think God's instruction was exactly right. They decided to do it their own way. They decided they were going to save some of the animals. And when they got caught, they began to make excuses. They blamed one another. Saul blamed the people blamed Saul. Finally, Saul said, well, the people want me to do this because we're going to offer them as a sacrifice. You know what God said? He said, to obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. Folks, to obey is always better than sacrifice. Always. It's always better to obey God than to have to make a sacrifice or an excuse. Just go and obey God. To obey is better than sacrifice. It's always better. Jesus said it this way. Book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 46. Look at this. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and then don't do what I say? Did you know that the only way Jesus can be Lord over your life is to be obedient to Him? That's what the word Lord means. It means our Master. It means our Master. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? I love the song that says, more love to Thee, O Christ. More love to Thee. Hear Thou the prayer I make on bended knee. This all my earnest plea, more love to Thee, O Christ, more love to Thee, more love to Thee. Once earthly joys I crave, sought peace and rest, now Thee alone I seek, give what is best. This all my prayer shall be, more love to Thee, O Christ, more love to Thee, more love to Thee. You know what Jesus said? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So I want to go quickly into what this sacrifice of obedience is about and how that we're called to offer the sacrifice of obedience in the new scriptures. Book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. Romans, chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. Here, folks, is a sacrifice of obedience. Verses 16 through 18. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself a servant to obey, his servants you are. Look at the words there. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself a servant to obey, his servants you are, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but now you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered from you, and being made free from sin, you have become the servants of righteousness. That's the sacrifice of obedience. The sacrifice of obedience tells God to whom I belong. Let's go to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. And we're going to look at verses 13 and 14. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Folks, I believe that Christ's church needs to rediscover the sacrifice of obedience. I think we've lost sight of it. We've let our view dim. We've been compromising. And we've been accepting things that the world has. We need to rediscover the place Jesus gives, the sacrifice of obedience. Here in this passage of Scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, it says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance." Are you willing to reach out and bring your focus more clearly away from the world and to the book? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to let go of the things that hinder your relationship with the Lord and bring your life into focus upon the pages of this book as obedient children? That's what this scripture says. When it says in this King James language, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind," it's talking about reaching out the wanderings of our mind that have gone out into the world, reaching out and regathering them and focusing them upon this book of life so that our lives are a testimony of the sacrifice of obedience. Goes on in the next couple of verses. Verses 15 and 16. Look at this. It says, "And as he which has called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation." No English. Old English, that conversation is life. "In all manner, everything that we do, bring it to focus in the holiness of God. Because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" That cannot be done without the sacrifice of obedience. I want to take you quickly now, as we conclude, to the greatest of all sacrifices that we can offer God. The greatest of all sacrifices that we can offer God. Book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. These words. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And you cannot do that unless you're willing to offer the sacrifice of obedience to this book. Can't be done. You cannot offer God this living sacrifice until you're willing to give it in obedience to the pages of this book. It can't be done. You cannot offer this and go and be disobedient to God. It don't work. It just doesn't work. This scripture here describes the sacrifice of obedience to God. It's the greatest sacrifice that you can give God, is a life of obedience. It should be the deepest desire of every heart. It ought to be the deepest desire of every heart. I want my life to match the words that I sing. If my life does not match the words that I sing, then they're just a lot of noise and static in the ears of God. I want my life to And that's the words that I see. I still love the old hymn that says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory that He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy that He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says, we'll do. And where He says, we'll go. Never fear. Only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Praise team, would you come up and get ready to lead us as we conclude? And just come up and take your places there. Yes, we sing, I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Yes, I sing, I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You. And Jesus says to me, He says, Nathan Lawson, if you love me, keep my commandments. The sacrifice of obedience is the greatest sacrifice. It's the greatest praise. It's the greatest love. It's the greatest respect. It's the greatest reverence. It's the greatest honor that you can bestow upon your God is the sacrifice of an obedient life this morning. Are you willing to lay that down at the altar of God? Are you willing to lay down the sacrifice of obedience on God's altar so that your life is a testimony of your love for God?